Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV, live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with Becky McGrover and Sean Barker alongside to bring you some reaction to a monumental win for Derby County this afternoon. They've beaten Bolton by a single goal to nil. Kane Wilson's header 8 minutes from time was the difference between the sides. It's a crucial victory because it means the Rams open up a 4-point gap between themselves and Bolton in third. The leaders, Portsmouth, won today as well, so the top two win, and nobody else does in the leading pack. We'll show you the table and results from elsewhere a little later. Reaction to come from the camp. You'll hear from Joe Wildsmith, who was outstanding today, and from Paul Warne as well. We'll kick off with a word or two from the guys. Becky, what a win.
Yes, very, very good. I think we started a bit cagey. I don't know, I think Bolton were on top for maybe like the first 15 or so, but then last 10 minutes of the first half, I feel like we started to find our rhythm a bit more and stop forcing the ball. I think we just kind of, when we regained possession, just ended up kicking it away quite a bit in the first 10, 15 minutes, which wasn't helping us. So then once we just played a few balls and then had more purposeful runs, we had more chances. And although we didn't play like our best football, sometimes you have to get the win when you don't play your best football, and that's what we've done today. Like we've grinded out that result after scoring the goal. Like we looked to go and score another one. Obviously, then Bolton, I'd say we're on top for the last 10 minutes, but we defended with our lives. Like I like the emergency defending, as I call it. It was just good to watch and good to like the desire and passion from the team shown in the last like 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, there was certainly bags of that, Sean. Not the prettiest of performances from Derby, but effective.
It was. We said before the game, there's two teams that play with different styles. We saw Bolton control the ball for long spells. They got in the final third. In the first half, I thought they were a little bit tentative to take the shot on. I thought they worked around the box well and reluctant to shoot from distance. Second half, I thought Bolton started really, really well and put us on the back foot. Of course, we made changes at half-time. Maybe that disrupted it. But we talked about set piece. Paul's been banging on for...
This is what it means, by the way. This is Paul Warne at full-time.
Yeah, well, he understands the importance. I know everyone downplays it. You know the significance of this game, and that's the response. That's his natural response after the game. It's to go and hold Joe Wildsmith because of the saves he made in the game. And you watch the post-match, and you'll probably feel he's in control at that point. But those emotions, they're natural. They're understandable straight after the game. And the set-piece... He's talked about it for 18 months. He's banged on about it for 18 months, the importance of set pieces. And today was evident of that. We scored a set piece against the run of play. Bolton were the better team for long spells without causing numerous chances. Joe made three or four good saves. But we then were on the front foot after the goal. We had to defend for our lives in the last 10 minutes. And I'll be honest, that's the best and probably my favourite minutes of the season.
I thought you might say that.
Well, I thought the back three were outstanding. Joe was brilliant. Adams was excellent again midfield. But you have to show different sides here. And that's the side that will please Paul more than anything. It's the side of them that pleases me because we've asked questions over the course of the season. There's good times to play football. There's times to play the ball through the pitch. There's times to really showcase what you're about in possession. The desire to keep the ball at the back of the net in the games that matter. Are what really probably excite me.
And more from the guys, and we'll talk through the big moments as well. But let's get some reaction from downstairs. You saw him enjoying himself already. Here's the Derby boss, Paul Warne.
Yeah, it was a game, obviously, neither team wanted to lose. It was a tight game. I didn't think there was a lot in it. I thought Joe made two really good saves. We probably didn't have enough impetus. And it's a bit obviously a blow. We had a few issues. Obviously I've made four subs before the 45th minute, so that's at half time included, so you know, some were in four, some weren't, so but to win the game's great. And I always say to the lads, I've just said it to him there, look, you know, there's times in the game you can bend, don't break. You've got to be under pressure, you've got to have to withstand pressure, you've got to have to defend the box really well. And obviously the last 7 minutes, Cash, Foz, and Nels especially, won headers that kept us a clean sheet that enabled us to win. So I was really proud with that. And I'm really proud of the fact that, look, in tight games like that, and I said this last season and a bit this season, sometimes it's just a set-piece goal that wins it. And Kane has been a thorn in my rear for a couple of weeks, because when we do set-pieces on a Friday, he's in the reserves, so to speak, or the game changes, and he kept scoring and causing absolute havoc. So he's a bit of a maverick, and for him to score is good. And you know, I thought he came on and had a really good impact, as did Tomo, by the way. I thought Tomo was really good. And Corey came on 70 minutes. Foz hasn't played for, seems like, three seasons, but he came in and looked really assured. So overall, really pleased. We could play better, obviously, but I ain't bothered about that. I'm not going to pick the bones out of that at the moment. I'm really proud of how hard the lads work for each other. We had JJ up, you know, from London today to come and support the lads. There's the whole dressing room is buzzing of injured players. Little Colo buzzing, got him on the bounce, bless him. He got the crowd going. So all in all, really proud of the group. You know, I love the group, and to win a game like that against a very good team, really pleased.
You mentioned the changes that you made. Can you just talk us through what was tactical and what wasn't?
excuse me. Well, obviously, the first one wasn't, because he felt his hamstring, Dwight did, so that's not a good sign. Then it just felt, obviously we changed our shape, then we put another midfielder in because we couldn't really get a grip, and I thought we looked okay. And then it was just the thought of, like, Sheehan is probably their standout player, probably the standout player in the game for them especially. So I just thought we just need a bit more legs with Tomo, because that's what Tomo, and I thought Tomo held the ball really well, but you know, players have different things, and some players you need it for this game, some for that, and today it just felt like we just need a bit more legs. So I brought him on, but Tom and Tom tightened up calf, which is disappointing, and so did Wardy. I think Wardy's more precautionary, but I think Tom's more injury, so which is a blow if we've lost Dwight and Tom today. But that always seems to be the thing. We, you know, every bit of sunshine seems to have a little bit of a cloud. So that's the cloud today. But we'll assess them obviously on Monday and see where we're at.
You made a comment to us, not sure if it was Monday or if it was ahead of this game, about Craig Forsyth being sort of the perfect man to bring in because he knows what it's like to play at Pride Park in front of that sort of crowd, and he was excellent for you today.
Yeah, really good, and I thought the crowd were really good. I mean, I don't know if I bemoaned earlier in the week about the severe lack of flags at this place, and then I came out and went to Richie like, da-da, like there's flags everywhere. I'm going to start moaning about other things. But so it just felt like a, you know, a proper football stadium full of life, and I said to the lads before the game, look, just enjoy it. Like, you know, give me your job lot, and if they're better than us, fair play. I won't moan about it, you know. It's just a proper game with two very good teams, two very good set of supporters trying to get their team going. So it felt like a proper game, and obviously Foz can play it, you know, with full houses. It doesn't faze him at all, and if any player you could just, you know, drag and drop, he's the ideal one. He doesn't get stressed about anything. I don't even think his heart rate ever gets over 50, so he's always very relaxed, and he's the perfect fit for us. So yeah, so just felt a really good game, and it's just nice to score. 0-0 I don't think would have been befitting the tension of the game, but for us to score and then for 7 minutes to go up, and obviously the, and you know, some genius in the stands will somewhere sit and go, oh, why are they sitting back? You just can't get out. They just pin you in because they're going for it, like we've done with games where we've been behind and every throw-in's coming in and every, but the way the lads defended made me really proud. So yeah, really good day, happy with the performances. The only slight disappointment is the injuries, obviously.
7 games to go. How long do you enjoy this before you refocus for what's to come?
Yeah, I'll enjoy it for a couple of days. I'm going home to pick my mum up tomorrow to bring her up for my daughter's 18th birthday. So that'll be a nice drive home with her tomorrow, because I don't like her telling me off about how tactically we got it wrong. So I'll enjoy it tomorrow. And then obviously when we come back in Monday, all our focus is on the next game. But it's nice not to have a Tuesday game. It's just, you know, I've said it loads of times. I'm not trying to be too critical of our group. I love them, but we are the oldest squad in the league, so 3 games in a week is tough for us, and unfortunately, you know, that was evident again today. So the fact that we can have a week of feeling good about ourselves, really trying to get some more back, trying to get some more training in Wash, will be good. Yeah, and then we revisit the sort of tactical element of it come Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
So not quite the perfect day for Derby, with a couple of injury concerns, but not far off it for Paul Warne, whose side beat Bolton thanks to Kane Wilson's goal, the only goal of the game, 8 minutes from time. And if there's one area that Bolton do have a weakness in, Becky, it's set pieces, and we thought Derby would try to exploit that, and ultimately they did.
Yeah, I think we've looked dangerous from set pieces, like, basically the whole season. We've just struggled to convert some of them. Like, you saw on Tuesday, like, Cash it in the bar from a set piece. So it's nice to just convert one of them. So I hope, like, in the games we've got left for the season, we can just continue with that, because we have the quality of delivery with, if Ward's on the pitch, or if you saw Elder there, or Hurahan, like, we have that delivery into the box, and we do look really dangerous from them. So yeah, it was really nice to score from one.
And when games are won and lost by fine margins, you made the point already, Paul Warren and his staff, since they arrived, have talked about the importance of dead ball situations.
They have, and you look at the, as Becky just said, the quality of the ball coming in, there's no excuse to not be there to put it in the back of the net. It was Elder actually that took the corner, his first touch of the ball. It was a wonderful delivery. Bolton just allowed Kane Wilson time and space to get ahead of his marker and find the back of the net with his head. So those, it did feel, it was a tense game. The atmosphere was brilliant. It felt like a proper game. It felt like two teams going toe-to-toe, two teams sticking with their style and seeing who came out on top. And you didn't know which way it was going to go. You really didn't. And in those tight games, set pieces can be huge. And Paul's had experience with it. He's got promoted through winning games where maybe he hasn't dominated the ball or hasn't been the best team because of moments like that. And that defined the win between, you know, taking 3 points and getting a point. And that's a huge win. However we've said it beforehand, afterwards, it's a huge win to give us that little bit of space away from Bolton.
You look at the stats, Derby had more shots, level in terms of shots on target. It felt as though Bolton were more menacing. And with the exception of the goal, they had the best opportunity. And Derby have Joe Wildsmith to thank. How good was that first half save from Bob Varson's header?
Oh, it was incredible. Like, I had to watch it back on the replay with how good it was. But those are the moments which keep you in the games. And we're just very lucky to have, like, Joe. And he's just so incredible in goal. So, and they kind of, like, gear you up as well, because you know what could have been if he hadn't made that save. So then it just gives you that energy to go on and try and score yourself further down the pitch. But yeah, that save in the first half, the one in the second half which was going like bottom corner, and just his commanded the box very well in terms of like the punching and slowing things down when they need to be slowed down, just taking his time on goal kicks after we'd scored. They're all like the little game management things which we need, like goalkeepers and just like the whole team, to do when you've scored and then you've got the pressure on you. You need to manage that time left, and just doing that, people call it like dark arts kind of thing. It's just very useful, and I think he's did that very well.
I think the same in the second half on Thomason might have been better than I first realised, but the one of the first half, you only need to see it once to know how good that was.
Yeah, well, Joe's is a very good goalkeeper. Obviously, early in the season, he had a fight with Vickers to see who was the number one. He's found his home here. He's found a consistency. And he has moments in games where he makes big saves. We've seen it over, I think he said 90 games now he's played for Derby. Over the 90 games, he's shown moments where you need your goalkeeper to make a save at big times. That's what you need him there for, and he's done that. It was a brilliant ball in. Bob Varson gets the header. Wonderful save, not only to get his hand to it, but to claw it away. And the 10 minutes of the second half where Bolton were on top and they had a couple of chances and he made those saves, it was integral to get the clean sheet and integral to get the win. So a pat on the back for Joe. Again, I thought the back three were excellent. The last 10 minutes were about built that the confidence as a centre-half when balls are coming into your box time and time again. I don't think Fozzy missed a header. I don't think Cash missed a header or Nels. So they just, I will tell you that they will 100% have enjoyed that. They wouldn't have felt the pressure. They would have said, put it back on us, keep it going into the box, because they were that good. And again, all-round performance from back to front. It might not have been the prettiest at times, but it really doesn't matter. Bolton with a prettier team have nothing to show for it. So Paul will walk away from here. I think he's pleased with respite for the lads, but probably respite for himself and the staff, because this was a big pressure game. They've turned up, they've delivered, and now having that full week of taking yourself away from it, looking forward at the next few games and working out how you're going to get results from now to the end of the season to keep you in the top two spots.
Yeah, it was certainly a big week for Derby. They picked up 9 points from it, 4 wins in a row now for the Rams. Let's hear from one of the men of the moment. Here's the goalkeeper, Joe Wildsmith.
It was great to get the maximum points today against obviously someone who was right behind us and create a bit of a cushion. I thought the lads were excellent today. And the determination and sort of fight to keep going and get that goal that we needed and get the win was second to none, and thoroughly enjoyed this afternoon.
You were excellent as well. That save in the first half in particular to keep them in it.
Yeah, I mean, outfield boys in there will tell me it's just my job. But yeah, it's nice to make saves and for that to sort of contribute to a win, especially a clean sheet. So yeah, it was great to really sort of contribute in a way that gets accolades, I suppose, for a goalkeeper. So yeah, it was a great moment for me and nice to sort of do it in a game and an atmosphere that was second to none, really.
Yeah, was that pure reflexes, that one?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those. It's instinctive, and we do drills in training that sort of prepare for those moments. You just sort of make a decision. You're not coming for the cross. You spin and you go. You sort of got nothing to lose, and you're hoping that obviously one of your centre halves is going to win a header. And if they don't, you put yourself in a position to best save it. So yeah, it was great that it came off, and great that obviously Sibs and Cash cleared it afterwards. And yeah, just obviously great that it contributed, and we got the win today.
The centre-halves didn't miss too much else. How proud are you of everyone for the way that you clung on at the end?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent, especially when the crowd is so big and it was loud. It's hard to communicate sometimes, and then it sort of comes down to bonds and relationships that you've grown sort of through the season, and you sort of put your trust in them to be in a position and do the right things and check shoulders for runners. So they've been excellent, and I think they've been excellent all season, to be honest, and that shows with the defensive record that we've sort of kept. I thought Nels headed everything, Foz headed everything, and Cash really sort of put his body on the line today and made some really important headers late on. I thought Cal was excellent when he came on, made a real crucial header tracking back. And then you sort of go into your subs who sort of came on and really gave us a foothold in the second half to really build on. And obviously they all sort of come together to score the goal, which was nice. Cal obviously putting the ball in, Kane getting the first contact, and then Wags says that he scored on the line. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I mean, I'll give it him, I suppose, as a striker, so it'd be good for him. And yeah, it's just all round sort of good day for the club. Great atmosphere, great game, and everyone will go home happy.
Yeah, you mentioned the atmosphere, 32,000 plus here today, biggest attendance in 8 years. Have you known many crowds like that?
Well, to say it was completely full, and the atmosphere at full time, and when we scored, it was deafening. It was unbelievable. The only sort of atmosphere I could really compare it to was when we played up at Liverpool last season, in terms of sort of atmosphere and the feeling of I cannot speak to anyone because it's that loud. So yeah, credit to the fans today, really made it a good atmosphere and made it easier for us and really drove us on in moments in the game when we needed it. So yeah, credit to those and glad we could send them home smiling.
And just finally on you've now played more games for Derby than you played at Sheffield Wednesday, your boyhood club. I just wonder how you reflect on the move to Derby and the time here so far.
I think it's been the best thing that I had to do in my career. I really do. I came here and my ambition was to play as many games as possible. The fact that I've played more now for Derby than I did at Sheffield Wednesday in just two seasons is quite sort of a proud moment for me. And yeah, it's really nice that I sort of capped it off in a performance like that, I suppose. But yeah, it's a really proud moment, and hopefully many more to come.
That's Derby goalkeeper Joe Wildsmith. Results from League One this afternoon. The key games, really, that we were watching going in. Barnsley held at home by Cheltenham. Barnsley dropping points with a goalless draw there. And Portsmouth, the leaders, visiting Peterborough, who started the day fourth in the table. Portsmouth get the win. They edge closer to clinching promotion. They stay 5 points clear of Derby. We'll look at the table in a moment or two. The day's big winners, Reading. We know what they're going through at the moment. They beat Cambridge by 4-0. And Lincoln City added again, despite having a man sent off late on. They beat Bristol Rovers by 5-0. Another stonking victory for them. This is what it all means for the League One table. Portsmouth maintain that 5-point lead over Derby, who still have to go to Fratton Park. The Rams open up a 4-point gap between them and Bolton in third. It's now 7 points between the Rams and both Peterborough and Barnsley, who have that game in hand. Oxford stay in the top six. Stevenage dropping to eighth. And Lincoln continuing their run and getting closer to breaking in. At the other end, it's pretty much as you were. Reading putting more points on the board. They may be vital if more points deductions are still to come from the EFL. A final word from the guys in the studio before we go. Seven games remain now, Becky, and they are all going to be just as big as today.
Yeah, you have to take each one as a bit like a cup final. So go into it, give it your all. Know that you can't underestimate a team. We can't win today and then go and drop like 6-7 points like elsewhere, because then that just makes today's win like pointless basically. So we have to keep that momentum going, that positivity, desire, just that like willingness to like work as a team and like show yourself, your coaching staff, your fans that like we are Derby, we want to get promoted, like we want to go up.
I know that Derby were second for about a month until they slipped out recently, back in the top two now, of course, but this is the first time they've ever really opened up a gap between themselves and the chasing pack. Does the psychology shift at all for them now?
Yeah, because of the position we find ourselves in, because of the performances of the results of the last two or three weeks. We had a chance early in the season at second. We didn't make the most of it. We've been given another chance and we're making every opportunity count. Huge, huge win today. We have to move on, and we have to move on quickly, because every single game is as important as today. The intensity, the pressure, the tension within this ground was palpable, and we have to make it feel like that from now until the end of the season. It's up to us. It's in our hands. We've got ourselves in a great position. We've got some wonderful players. We're playing with form. That has to continue from now to the end of the season, every single game. But what we've allowed is a tiny room for error. And there might be, and there's a good chance there will be, but you can only have one of those mistakes. So every single game's huge, but it's what you're in football for. This is why it gets so exciting, so enjoyable. And I hope everyone enjoys this afternoon, and then we start again from fresh on Monday.
Yeah, it continues again next Saturday. Guys, thank you for your company. As always, that's all from us for now. If you want more reaction to today's game, it'll be on the website for you, dsfc.co.uk. But for now, from me and the team, bye-bye.